It could be the beginning of a serious defeat for U.S. imperialism in the Middle East. And I think the Obama administration, trying to ease Mubarak out, understand that things have changed forever. And they're trying to prepare themselves to deal with the regimes that will follow the Mubarak regime, or the Saleh regime, or the Ben Ali regimes. And I hope we will actually be able to build a movement in which we will have regimes that will continue to change that balance of power. The final two things I want to say is that someone said on Democracy Now! Today, a new Middle East is possible. Yes, a new Middle East is possible, but it can never win. We can get rid of dictators in the Middle East. We can get rid of Mubarak. We can get rid of Ben Ali. We can actually begin to actually even build truly democratic societies. We will never win. We will never rest assured that our victories will be lasting victories until we have real change in Europe, and especially in the United States of America. And therefore, and this is not just wishful thinking, as the number of the speakers before, the United States might tolerate a democratic revolution in Egypt. If it spreads, rest assured that the United States will do its best, including military intervention, to defeat those revolutions. And therefore, we don't want just to have solidarity with the Egyptian people, because the revolution is great, and here we want to have solidarity. If they win, they will weaken American imperialism. Our job here, I think, is to build a movement that will finish it off and prevent it from actually stopping the historical process that is probably underway. So we want to say another Middle East is possible, and that is very important, because another world is possible, and every single person in this room can make that happen.